Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis. Join me now for a special conversation with maestro Ken Lamb and organist Felix Hill about the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra Pipe Dreams concert, Saturday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. Welcome to the studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, maestro, an orchestral concert devoted to the pipe organ. What an unusual but fabulous idea. Tell us about this concert.
Well, I've been wanting to program this concert for a long time, actually. And the three works on the program sort of complement each other, but they're so different. We have a symphony, probably the best-known symphony with an organ, the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony, which he uses the organ quite extensively as a key member of the orchestra. And then we have another piece, another French piece, a Poulenc organ concerto, which the organist is the soloist. And then a work by Bach, who wrote a ton of organ works. I'm sure Felix can tell us a lot more about that. But this is the Fantasia in Fugue in C minor as orchestrated and reimagined, in some ways, by Edward Elgar, the English composer. So it's a... Every piece has something to do with the organ, so I'm very happy to introduce this program to the community.
Now, Felix, you are a virtuoso organist, highly sought after around the world. Perhaps this is a bit unusual, a virtuoso performing organist. Tell us a bit about how you came to pursue this as a career.
Yes, it is highly unusual because before I even knew about the organ, in my mind, I had sort of checked it off as this unusual creature, and I enjoyed music until that point. But one day, my parents asked me whether I would be interested in attending an organ recital, and I assumed that this would be something like a funeral or a wedding or a boring church service of sorts. So they didn't really ask me for my interest, but they just essentially said, we're going to do this. So I was reluctantly dragged into this German cathedral and expecting to hear a boring concert experience, but I was so wrong because the moment that the organ started playing, I was 8 years old at the time, it was just one of the most memorable moments of my life. It was this enormous power, this fire that this instrument had, the variety, the color. And I couldn't see the person playing the organ. But after the concert, I was allowed to go up onto the organ gallery and see the console. And there were these five keyboards and the pedal boards and the stops as more than you could count and just these enormous pipes. And I just fell in love with this instrument. And I felt, in a way, so bad that I had judged this instrument before I even knew about it. Actually, the best way to think about the organ is to think about it as an orchestra. So when you hear organ and orchestra, it is a little bit like having two separate orchestras playing at once because you will find these draw knobs to the left and to the right of the keyboard, and there are about 80 of them on the one that I play. And each one of them represents a different instrument, if you will. So you've got woodwinds such as oboe and clarinet and English horns. You've got strings. You've got flutes. You've got brass. And you've got just so much color essentially available like you would have in an orchestra. And it is the organist's job to orchestrate whatever piece he's playing. So you can blend all these sounds together at your leisure and how you ever think makes sense and essentially replicate an orchestra.
That's fascinating. So in a sense, having an organ and orchestra is like having two orchestras playing simultaneously.
Absolutely.
Now, the Bach/Elgar, this is an orchestration of a piece for organ. How do we interpret this piece? Is this Elgar? Is this Bach? How does one approach it?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you can take the music that Bach wrote and assign each note to an instrument, and you can call that orchestration. But for Elgar, you know, this is a little bit more than that. You know, I think it's a little bit like an reimagining. You know, what would Bach have done if he had his hands on a modern-day orchestra? So in this orchestration, it's a huge orchestra. It's triple winds, harps and, you know, trombones and a battery of percussion instruments. And for the most part, it's Bach's own notes, but Elgar adds to it. You know, there are like trombone slides and harp glisses and percussion going crazy, trumpets going crazy. And so in some ways, it's almost like an expressionist take on what the potential of those notes written by Bach can be, or seen through Elgar's eyes. So I think it's actually very, very interesting, especially, you know, I would encourage everyone to listen to the original Bach version and then come and listen to the Elgar.
And this is followed by the Poulenc Organ Concerto. Tell us about this piece.
Yes, it is a very exciting piece. It is, in fact, one of my favorite concertos for organ and orchestra. And it is unusual in the sense that normally you would have organists compose music for organ or organ and orchestra. But in Poulenc's case, we have somebody who was daring enough, who was brave enough to take the step, who was not an organist himself, to write for this instrument. So I believe that in this piece, we see all of the potential that Poulenc saw. So it's a very colorful piece. It has a very wide spectrum of ideas and emotions, almost from the deeply religious and somber to the comical, almost ridiculous. So normally, if you have many, many ideas collected into one, it's very difficult to make it into one cohesive composition. But the way Poulenc treats this piece, he's got many different sections and many different ideas that he's developing, but it still is a unified whole. And the way
it's one movement, which is incredible.
But highly sectional. So it is in many different smaller parts. But nonetheless, he's able to put it all together and make it one cohesive whole.
And now the Saint-Saëns, the symphony number 3, the organ symphony. How is the instrument treated in this? This is unusual to have an organ in a symphony. Clearly not a solo instrument here. What is its role? How would you?
Well, what strikes me as unusual about this piece is that even though it is written in 2 movements, technically, it still has 4 large sections, so it is still in 4-movement structure. And the organ appears in the quiet movement, in the adagio, in the 2nd movement, technically, and also in the final movement. So I think that in a way, Saint-Saëns is framing the work with the organ being at the very bottom with the quiet movement, as well as at the very top with the ending movement. Whenever I play the Saint-Saëns, I almost feel guilty when I stand up to take my bow because I can see just all these orchestral musicians who have done significantly more work, and they just shake their heads, and here's this person who gets to take his bow, and I just really almost want to run off the stage. But really, the organ is very much part of the orchestra. It's not a solo instrument.
Now, before we close the interview, I know that you have worked together before. You have a history of performance together. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, in fact, we did the Poulenc together. Right. Like, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 plus years ago?
That could be. In fact, maybe there was more of a momentous experience for me than it was for you, Ken. But I remember that when we did the performance, I said to you, or we said to each other, we said, we look forward to the day that we will one day do this again. And we sort of vowed that we will have this opportunity again. Maybe you unconsciously remember it. But I was just so thrilled when you gave me that call and you said, are you available? I'd like to program this piece. And to me, it just was a sense of closure. And I thought, yes, let's do this again.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us today. This promises to be an extraordinary, one-of-a-kind experience. We hope you'll join us for this reunion of 2 fabulous musicians, as well as the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, for the Pipe Dreams Concert, featuring world-renowned organist Felix Hell and the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Maestro Ken Lam. The concert will take place this Saturday, March 24th, at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium on the UIS campus. For tickets and further information, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yonah Stamatis, and I'll see you at the concert.